process of breaking down the substances that emerge from the main digestive unit is not yet finished. Food that has been turned into the consistency of a water paste in the stomach is forwarded through a one-way valve to the duodenum, and from there to the small intestine. Although a large part of the food has been broken down in the stomach, some of the food in the stomach has still not been broken down into its smallest components. These foods that leave the stomach without having been fully digested shortly afterwards reach the small intestine. Fats, for example, are difficult to digest because they are large molecules and are not soluble in water. For that reason, fat digestion takes place in the small intestine rather than in the mouth and in the stomach. Two organs, the pancreas and the liver, enter the picture at this stage. These two organs send two special fluids through a channel and into the small intestine. The liver is aware that the stomach has not broken fats down. It also possesses the chemical formula for a special fluid that will perform that task. The liver knows the moment that fatty foods reach the intestine and releases this special fluid it has prepared and stored at just the right time and in just the right direction. This secretion, known as bile, does not just break down fats. It also helps with the broken down fats being absorbed from the small intestine. In addition, it contains special chemical compounds that enable vitamins to be absorbed from the intestine. What is more, it is an antiseptic that kills harmful bacteria in the intestine. The job of this secretion, called bile, is to subject the fats in foods that reach the small intestine from the stomach for a preparatory process. This increases the effectiveness of the fluid emitted by the pancreas. Pancreatic fluid contains a number of enzymes and assists with the digestion of starch and proteins, as well as that of fats. The mucosa that line the inner surface of the small intestine contain a large number of small secretory glands. The various enzymes in the intestinal fluid released by these glands play an important role in the digestion of those foods that have still not been sufficiently broken down. Three to 5 hours after eating, most of the food in the small intestine has been grinded down. In this way, carbohydrates are converted into simple sugars, proteins into amino acids, and fats into glycerol and fatty acids, thus making them ready to be absorbed. Absorbent cells in the small intestine latch onto food molecules that are ready to be absorbed. They then release these into the bloodstream. No nutrients apart from water are left in the food that is now about to leave the small intestine. They've all been absorbed.